Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, episode 11. Style Cafe. I'm Michael, and we have Alicia here.
Hello.
And we want to talk about something a little different again, Fitbit and Pebble. So those who don't know those two, Pebble was one of the first wearable watches that came out, and it was a Kickstarter that people would get their notifications and everything on there, and they started the race to wearable watches and fitness bands. They were the one that kind of stood out a lot more than everyone else. So, but then you had Fitbit that came out, who started saying, well, we just want bands. Nike had their own little band that kind of faded out, and they was working with Apple. But Fitbit came out with their little one, and it just worked out really, really well. So they were big. But then when the competition hit with Samsung and Google and
Motorola
and, you know, all of these other people, the big brands came out, Fitbit was really had competition. Yeah. They had competition now. They were really dominating in a small brand of like fitness wearables. So now they made a decision to buy out Pebble, which made it interesting.
At a lower price,
because Pebble couldn't compete with the big dogs
last
either.
Last year they were in, how much, it's like a hundred and something million or billion, and now they're down to maybe, I think, was it 10? It's a very low price for them to sell off from Pebble.
Right, and what Fitbit is doing, they still trying to advance their brand. They came out with, I think it's the newer Fitbit that looked like a watch. It looks similar to a lot of the Android or Samsung watches that they have out. So if you take a look at that, you see the similarities. So they're trying to advance their brand with the Pebble technology. And I guess the word of mouth that they can get out there to say, hey, look, now that we got Pebble, we got them both. So we got the fitness bands as well as the watches and everything that you need in one company.
Well, it's, you know, from what they're saying is that if and when Fitbit does buy Pebble, they're discontinuing the Pebble watch.
No. I would exactly do that and just take advantage of the actual technology used. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's if it's compatible, if it's much better than theirs. I mean, you know, they're going to tweak it to, you know, to make it work for them. But I think Pebble's ecosystem is much better than Fitbit.
Say that again?
I think that Pebble's OS system, Eagle system, is much better.
So than Fitbit?
Yeah.
Nah. Fitbit is really dominant in their, you know, their wearable right now. Pebble OS is just like, what was Casio's OS that I think Microsoft brought, which was a really great OS system, but they just never knew what to do with it. So it just sat on the shelf. It's on the shelf right now because they don't know what the hell to do with it. Which is sad because there's a lot of technologies that's put on the shelf because of the companies that buy them don't know what the hell to do with them. So they're just sitting there like, I guess when it comes up or somebody comes to the company and say, why aren't you doing something? Then they can pull it off the shelf.
Then somebody else did that too, bought an OS system and then dumped it.
and dumped it?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of them. You know, we've been following a couple of up and down. But what bothered me with that is you got a good infrastructure that's out there that has been dominant because, and I'm trying to remember the exact OS system.
Yeah, because we had a smartphone. No, we had a smart tech. What was it? It was a handheld.
A PDA. It was a PDA.
PDA, yes. Mm-hmm. Who did that one?
It was Casio.
Yeah. And who bought them out?
Microsoft.
And then dumped it.
Yeah, because what they wanted, they thought they can use it, but it just didn't work. And I'm like, well, then why did you do it? I mean, why didn't you have the discussion to get things together? Because I'm looking at the Samsungs and the Androids and the Apples. Apple by a company, they brought the Siri company, and they used it.
Yeah, they actually did use
it. They used it. Yeah. They took some of them and said, I'm going to put this part in my Maps. You know, they use it to ensure, to enhance what they have.
They did.
So I'm thinking this is the way Fitbit is actually trying to do, you know.
Well, they're saying that their operating system is a lot better than Fitbit. They, you know, it may give them enough firepower.
Right.
To fight off Apple, but.
No, I think compete. I think really it's about the competing. I don't think. Well, you said fight off, meaning so they won't take them over, and then dominate the market. So, you're right.
I mean, Fitbit has the opportunity to basically be competitive with Apple with their watch.
Right, because again, Pebble OS has apps, and Fitbit doesn't have apps.
Yep.
So for them to compete, they have to have some kind of apps to compete with them. Because if they don't have that, then, you know, they're just a standalone fitness app. I mean, fitness and just go from there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the problem with Fitbit. You know, it's just a fitness
band, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I just thought that was interesting. And we wanted to see where that goes. Because Fitbit is good. I mean, they're a really good company. But I got an Apple Watch, so I don't care about that. I mean, I'm getting everything that I need from this watch, so I have no reason to get an additional fitness watch that I have to download stuff and then try to adapt to another OS system. Why bother? I'm getting everything that I need. The most that I needed from the Apple Watch was the GPS, and the new watch has that. But in Chell, there's a big exciting change to the watch. I'm gonna stick with what I got, but I'm satisfied with it. But going forward, you know, you just never know what Apple's gonna do next.
Right.
So, I mean, if I get an additional one, I'm a watch advocate. I mean, not advocate, but I just love watches. So I collected a lot of watches, and now if Apple comes out with another band or watch, I'll definitely buy it. I wanted the ceramic one, but the hell if I'm going to buy $1,000 for a ceramic tech watch that probably going to be, gone or out of the business in about another 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, probably looks fantastic, great design, but then you're going to have to buy a new one in order to keep up with the technology. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, right, not for $1,000.
About that.
But competitive-wise, I mean, that's something different. So I'm also a stockholder of Fitbit, so I'm watching this as well.
Because
so,
you wanted to make you some money.
I wanted to make me some money, so money. I definitely want them to do well. But Fitbit scoops up rival fitness tracker maker Pebble. So that's what we have on our Frontline News, part of our Tech Talk. But today we wanted to talk about Queen Sugar.
Yes, Queen Sugar.
We finally finished the series. We went and jumped in. I think we left off around episode 3 or so. And we wanted to go through the whole thing and absorb it and the stuff of jumping in and out of it. We wanted to wait until the end. And I must say, as a series, it is very, very entertaining. Very entertaining
it
show.
It sure is. It was very, very comfortable watching.
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, with the characters, the storyline, And it kept coming up with, you know, sort of surprises in there that wasn't really kind of too dramatic, but something that, you know, like, you know, whoa. It was like, And, you know, just really, really comfortable that you can look forward to seeing. But the storyline and everything that was going on was really, really comfortable.
It was comfortable. I mean, you could kind of relate to the fact that, you know, they were family, siblings, trying to live their lives as well as run a business.
Yep, exactly.
And so, that's what it's just all, you know, that's what it seemed that what it's really all about.
So one of the things that we kind of left off a lot is with the three, Ralph Angel, which is the son. And then you got Nova, was the main daughter, and Charlie, which is really interesting. They never got into the, you know, that, like, she's the half-sister type.
Right, right.
They really didn't get into that.
No, they didn't.
And which was interesting. Was it needed? No, not necessarily. It wasn't not needed. Necessarily. But yeah. I would like to point out to say, so what's the deal with her? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I really would like to see that. But, you know, it is what it is. But that didn't make it not interesting. So don't get me wrong. That didn't make it not interesting. So, you know.
Because you kind of wanted, you thought it was going to go a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, when you watched the first, you know, we were watching the first three episodes. We was assuming that, you know, the hatred of the half-sister. But it didn't even go that way. It was really interesting. You know, they have their issues. But because, you know, because their father owned the land, they had to make it work.
Yep. So, you know, we jump back in and, you know, you got Ralph Angel who had to work because of his probation. And then you got Nova who went back to her as a reporter. She's investigating the police and how one of her friend's son was wrongfully imprisoned. And then Charlie, after the scandal with her husband and a bunch of the ball players who allegedly raped one of the prostitutes that they had.
Right.
So she went back to try to manage the business.
Well, she was a groupie. Let's say groupie.
No, she was a prostitute.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, you know, it is.
I'm trying to be nice about it.
No need to be nice. You know, that was her occupation.
Okay.
So
she planned to get married now. That was the understanding.
That who was going to get married?
She's supposed to marry, Charlie's husband.
Well, Charlie was married, so obviously she couldn't get married to him.
Well, I was just saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know, we get that a lot around these parts, but, so they went back and tried to deal with that. But once they found out about the father's inheritance, they tried to get their life kind of stable to get back to what they were going to do with their life and then what they was going to do with the land. So Ralph Angel wanted to run the farm. Ralph Angel, the son who was in prison, and if you've seen the whole series, he feels he's entitled. He's that
to
young
control,
boy.
To maintain,
he's
to
entitled,
run.
You know. Yeah. We most boys in a family with girls think they're entitled because they're the son and why shouldn't I? And dad said, pop said, I was supposed to do this. And come on, bruh.
Especially when, you know, your sister Charlie has the money to make things happen.
Well, it was, I won't even say the money. I think she has the intellect to make things happen.
Well, and that's true, too. You're right about that.
He has the skill to run the farm, but he doesn't have the intellect to run the farm.
Right, right.
And but mind you, because you have the skill doesn't mean I don't listen to you.
Right, exactly.
But you don't have the intellect to run the business. And Charlie is a businesswoman. As the series goes on, you see woman is scrupulous.
Yeah.
You know, she's shrewd and all that. You know,
ooh,
you can,
my God,
you can throw all types of words out.
And they didn't understand. And I don't think he understands that he's still in his selfishness.
Yeah, because he's a spoiled boy. He was the, you know, Ralph Angel. He's the angel. And he sees himself like that. And that's, you know, they didn't even go why he went to jail in detail or or things that he had to go through. But, you know, so he's arguing the fact that he should be in charge and the land should be in his control and y'all should listen to me, you know. And he goes through all of that. And it's a little like, come on, bro, stop this whining and everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we move from that, and he gets involved at his job with stealing stuff because
his immaturity,
and he's asking people for favors, and then when they ask for favor, he thinks he needs to, you know. He ain't got to do it, but he did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, come to find out, he got caught up in some things, and eventually he lost his job.
Yeah, and he lost his job. Got his ass out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, his immaturity, thinking everything's going to be fine and people should be leaving him alone and letting him do what he want to do. Now, telling you that, Ralph Angel is a really good character because he seems very, very realistic. Yes, he seems like that typical young boy who thinks, look, how come the world isn't giving me what I need?
Exactly.
I just want to do the right thing. But he ain't doing the right thing. He's still thinking immaturely. Mm-hmm. And he's not listening to the direction. But I have to say, as the series went on, he started making some mature choices. You know, he was making mature choices. But doesn't mean he was fully matured.
Right, exactly.
So that made that interesting, too. But then you got Nova, which she's just a trip. Love her to death, though. But she's a trip.
Nova just got drunk.
So Nova meets up with some chick at at an interview that they were talking about activisms and everything.
The incarceration of the young guy, the young boy that she was trying to help.
So she starts dealing with her, you know, so she has a sexual relationship with her. But on the side, she's still waiting on Calvin, the local cop, you know, that's telling her, stop doing this. You know, you're going against the cops, and I'm a cop. And she was like, yo, you married, dude. So, you know, don't be trying to tell me what to do. So she goes through that conflict of having a woman here and still want to be with Calvin, her the local cop there, but still trying to do something for the young boy, which was the right thing. But
I think she just got too much involved with it.
She's too much.
Yeah, she was emotionally attached to the whole situation.
Exactly. And then Ralph Angel was like, you care about that boy more than your own brother.
He was right, though.
But he was right.
He was right.
But,
you
know,
but, and then that's something that Nova was just like, she was like, to me, she was all over the place. She was just unstable. You know, I mean, she, when it came down to focusing on something, she came to that point. She did do that.
Yeah, she did.
But
she did.
When it came down to her life, she was like all over the place.
Everywhere.
She's like, girl, what the hell you want? You
smart know? Woman, though. Really yeah, she, smart yeah, man. So her yeah. character is very intelligent. She just emotionally, you know, it just wasn't working well for her. You know, it just really wasn't. And then and Charlie, you know, trying to deal with her husband's issues. She finally talks with a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, look, this woman does not want to settle. She want all of this to come out.
Yep.
And Charlie goes, look, I don't give a damn. I'm going to reach out to this woman and say, yo, we need to talk.
And she did it against their will. They told her not to, and she did it anyway.
But what came out of that was, yeah, she'll settle. I think it was $3 or $5 million. But she said, but I want to have
a sit down powwow so we can, you know,
so we can all hear it.
Yeah, I want to say what I want to say, and then we'll let it go.
Yeah, and then she'll sign it, and everything is fine.
And what came out of
that? What came out of that was a lot of freaking drama.
He looked at like, yeah, you can't. He was sitting there like, you can't touch me. Yeah, you can't say nothing to me. She pull out her phone, press play. Mm-hmm. And all you heard was his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Saying, well, you a whore and yep. you get paid to do all of this. Yep. So, you know, I'm just with you because you do what my wife won't do. Yep. And blah, blah, blah. And she was like, he told me we supposed to get married and we was going to be with each other. And I didn't want to be with those other guys.
Yep.
He made me do that. And I was like, no. And those guys actually raped me. He did not rape me.
That's right.
But he allowed those people to rape me.
That's right.
And she put it all out there. And, you know, Charlie just looking at him and like, whoa. I'm
sorry.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? She was just looking at him like, whoa. Are you
sorry, motherfucker?
Yep.
Did she reach over and told her, I apologize. I'm so sorry. And walked out. And her damn husband looking like a damn poor little puppy, just like, Charlie. I was like,
if she couldn't say a word, she just looked at him and be like, look, I am gone. Done. And that was the end of that episode.
Yeah.
You know, but that was cool. But that went from there. So then she had to get back. And then she had to start running the business at home.
Yeah, she realized that she can't go back there.
Yeah.
And her son, they tried to accuse her son of sexing. And he was like, I didn't even do it, Mom.
It wasn't even me.
Yeah, she said, let's get the hell out of here.
She was like, then who was it? She said, that's not a picture of my junk, you know.
Yep, he sure did.
That's not my junk right there. You know,
sure
so,
did.
But she was like, look, let's just go down. We'll be down in Louisiana full time. Let's see what we're going to do. And, you know, so she has she's have to build her relationship with her son because his son is like, I don't understand, you know, shouldn't we support dad on what's going on? You know, at least let's support him.
Yeah. And she had to explain to him and she didn't, it took a couple of episodes, but she finally explained to him what was really, really going on.
But the good thing was she didn't do it in a negative way. She just stated the facts.
Right.
And the good thing is state the facts, deal with it under your court, and then you make a decision. Because I'm not going to make you make a decision to see things the way I see.
Right.
And that made Micah, her son, start reevaluating his relationship and like, wow, I mean, that's just messed up.
Right. It was.
She's like, yep, that's what I said.
Yeah, it was messed up. It was sad, but you know what? But it was reality, and he had to hear the real thing because he was a teenager, so he ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He knew there was something going on.
So in between the siblings, you had also Aunt Violet, and Aunt Violet in Hollywood. So Aunt Violet is the, I guess, the sister
of
their dad.
Yeah.
You know, she was pretty much the mother figure for
and
all
she
of
lived
them.
In, I think she lived to take, lived with her brother, too. They took care of each other.
Mm-hmm. And she, great role, you know, Southern woman doing her thing. And then you had Hollywood. Hollywood was a boyfriend.
I love me some Hollywood.
Hard-working brother.
He was a sweet. He
doing
was
doing what he had to do, fixing
sure
whatever
was.
Needed to been done.
He sure did. He but what sure came, did.
What came out of that, which was really kind of crazy, was he was actually married. But but he wasn't with her. They were separated. And his wife was bipolar and she was hospitalized.
Yeah, she had mental health problems.
She had some serious mental health problems.
Right.
So he
right.
stayed married with her so she can have the medical coverage. So, you know, he disappeared because they call her and say, hey, look, she's going to an episode. She just calling for you. And he came back and kind of let her know, hey, look, you know, I'm just here to check on you.
Right.
But, you know, we're not married. And she was like, no, we married and you need to be back. You, my husband and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they showed that portion. But, you know.
But, you know, you see that in a lot of families, a lot of, you know, especially in the black, a lot of black families, how mental health is expensive.
And it's hidden.
And yeah, it is hidden. It is hidden because, you know, I've seen it in my family so many times. So
exactly.
And so, you know, with that, it's so real. It's so for real when watching Queen Sugar because you see so many bits and pieces that she put into her show that you can really say it's in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So And I mean, that was interesting. And I was mad at Violet because she didn't even want to hear him out. You know,
she was selfish. You know, early in the series, she was saying things like, "Why are you with me? I can't give you no children," and blah blah blah. So yeah, she was thinking negative of herself.
Yeah, she sure was.
But it wasn't about that. You know, Hollywood has said, "You're a good woman. I want to be with a good woman. You know, I want to be with a positive woman. I want to be with someone who I want to be with." And then she didn't understand or give him the opportunity to explain, look, I'm married, but it's not because I'm, you know, married to her.
Right.
I'm trying to take care of this woman.
Exactly.
Because there's no one that can take care of her.
Yeah.
You know, she just has my medical.
Right.
She has nothing else. And she didn't want to hear that, which was pretty hard to see because, again, she wanted, hey, you're all to me, and you didn't tell me all of this. He was like, look, it wasn't an issue. It didn't supposed to be an issue.
It wasn't supposed to be an issue. He was doing what was right, which was making sure she had the medical help for her being in the situation she was in. She was in a mental institution.
So that was a great outside portion of the show for y'all to see that. As you know, because once again, it's about relationships. So you see in that portion of the relationship and how the family dealt with him, because he was like family. Hollywood is like family there.
Oh, sure was. Fix it. When the hurricane hit. He was there hammering up the windows, making sure everybody was all right. She was up there huffing and puffing.
I don't know why he here. I didn't ask for his help.
He's like, shut up, woman. He's like, shoot, we got to be safe. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that was really, you know, what he was supposed to do. And it shows that. It shows that, you know, there's men out there who that's what they do. They're there to help. They're there to be supportive, no matter all the issues they're going through. And, you know, based on, you know, what if they're hardworking men, whether they work at a warehouse or a suit, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. He was a hardworking man.
Yep. And he respected the women. He respected the family. And, you know, even if they didn't accept him as a family, he still was going to be there.
Yep.
He did
yep.
whatever he could for Ralph Angel and the group and all of that. But she was an old school woman that looked at things totally different.
Yes, she was.
But you know what? We all had that in our family. A lot of black families got an old auntie that is kind of like, look, you know, y'all kids shouldn't be sitting up where the adults are sitting. I'm 22 years old. What do you mean the kids? You're a child to me.
You're still a child.
And you're like, whoa, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're a child.
But that's that old school mentality. And she embodied that.
Yeah, she also had issues. You're right. She also had her issues of self-esteem when, you know, her friends were sitting there. And they would talk, and one of them say, the manager say, we need you to come back on shift. And she looked like almost like she didn't want them to know.
Yeah.
You know, but
you're a waitress here. Yeah. But see, what was cool with that, she did a lot more there than just being a waitress.
Right,
and
right.
She had to step up and say, look, I'm more than what they think I am. And, you know, I think Charlie and the rest of them was like, you need to do better in your life. Just do better.
Yeah.
Be better. And she stepped up and they fired her. She was like, whatever. And then she kept coming back to the diner. She's like, I ain't working, but I'll come back to the diner. And then when they had that inspection there and the owner was like, I don't know what to do. She's like, I'll tell you what you can do. You can hire me on as the manager.
That's right.
I can manage all everything that you need.
That's right.
And I'll take care of it. I'm not doing that. And he said, okay, I'll just keep going. Then he was like, I'm going to have to do it. And made the business better. So her portion of the show was really, really good too.
Yeah, because she was talented. She knew the business.
She knew the business. She's been there.
She's been there for years. She just knew the business.
Yeah, and the thing is, it showed you the hardworking people who takes care of the community and take care of family, they know what they're doing. Sometimes the opportunity needs to be there in order for them to flourish.
Yeah.
You know,
And that's another thing, too, because Nova and Charlie relationship, you know, was going back and forth. You know, Nova sleeping with the damn police officer who was married. And then Charlie
sleeping with the other woman.
Yeah.
And Charlie rolls over there and say, yo, what the hell's going on?
You
got these women you sleeping with, and then you got the married guy you sleeping with?
Yeah, Charlie.
And you want my son hanging out with you?
Yeah, Charlie called her out on it. Like, grow up. You know, what kind of mess are you doing? You know, even though Charlie's going through her mess too.
Yeah, but still in all, she didn't want her son to be exposed to stuff until she says, you know what, I want to make his life stable.
Yeah.
And you're not even stable in your life. Yeah. But you think it's okay.
Yeah, so you know. It was that, you know, and then she, then Charlie and Mitch. You remember the Mitch?
So oh, yeah, Mitch. Yeah, yeah. So Mitch was cool brother, you know.
Yeah.
Cool brother. You know, he's just a gentleman, knows the business.
Of the farming.
The farming business. Yep. And he was giving her advice. You know, really respectable guy. And, you know, really didn't try to hit up on her. He was just doing the right thing. And, you know, they just hit it off because they saw a lot of things similar within each other, you know. And good guy though. And,
yeah, he was.
Know, really good guy. He was respectful throughout the series. Yeah, and so opened herself up.
Right, because he was trying to educate her on the farming business.
Yeah, and the area of the business.
Yep. And they finding out the history of the farm, the Boudreaux's.
Yeah, the Boudreaux's and everything.
How they basically went bankrupt. Well, they lost whatever happened back in long time in the slavery time, and they lost land. And just so happened.
No, not the Boudreaux's. That was the Bordelons. She's the Bordelon. They are the Bordelon families.
No, I'm talking about
Boudreaux's the Boudreaux's. Is the Boudreaux's the white people?
Yeah, that's where they remember when.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
Where they found out the history of the land. How they got the land.
Before that, you know, what happened was they was trying to sell their.
The crops.
And it was hard for them to sell it because the Boudreaux's.
We're giving them problems because they want to buy
because
the land.
They ran the whole area. They ran the mills. They ran everything around there.
Yeah, but remember, they were trying to make it harder for their father to even... Remember, they were making him do loans and stuff like that.
But see, again, they didn't know that. They were finding that out when they started going around and the black people in the areas were saying, well, you can't get nothing done unless you go through the Boudreaux's around. And then... Once the Boudreaux's, well, it wasn't the Boudreaux's, it was another company she went through and said, look, we'll make your life easy. We'll just buy your land for $3 million.
Uh-huh.
And she brought that back to the family, and they was like, you know what? That sounds pretty good. And the only person who wasn't was, you know, who else? Ralph Angel.
Yeah.
Daddy. And he start with that whining face and everything. He get me sick with that whining looking face. But he started whining about it. But then they ask, I think one of the old farmers.
And they ask Aunt Violet.
And they finally told him that long ago, the Boudreaux's owned the Bordelons. They were actually slaves under the Boudreaux's.
Right, right.
And then, as they farmed their land and things went on, the Boudreaux's started losing money. When the Boudreaux's started losing money, they sold the land to the Bordelons. And then when the Bordelons had the land and the Boudreaux's got back on their feet, they tried to get the land back. Mm-hmm. And when they couldn't get the land back, they were... In short, paraphrasing a little, some of the family got killed.
Yeah.
Some of the family was being shut out on being able to actually flourish, and they were doing so much to them that it was trying to make them go broke so they would have to, you know, get rid of the land.
That's right. That's right.
And she said, but we wouldn't, your dad told us not to tell you unless you ask. And then they said, there's no way in hell
that
we're going to get rid of this land now.
Exactly.
And they showed the land, that small portion that they own, the Boudreaux's land and what they control surrounded
their land.
Their whole land.
Yep, yep.
Their plot of land was in the center of the land that they controlled.
Yep.
And from there, they was like, yo, let's find out whatever we can do to move on from that.
Yeah, and that was like the best part of them, you know, coming as one.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to understand what their father had to, their family, their ancestors, you know, had to go through to keep that land. So
And that made it, you know, so to me, made it really more exciting because what that showed was, you know what, you got a legacy that you got to protect. So if you're going to protect that legacy, here's the legacy that you got to address. Do you really want to leave that legacy of your family slaves to the people who continuously still treating you that same way?
That's right.
What are you going to do about that?
Remember in the hurricane? That was before he told them about the land.
Yeah, that was before.
That was before they told him about the land, because they didn't understand that. You know, and Charlie, she's like, okay, you know, this is how we're going to handle it. And then we forgot about what Nova took the money, took $10,000 to bail out that boy.
To bail out that boy, you know. And you know, she was like, I don't even see why there's a problem. She's like, the problem is it ain't your damn money.
It sure
was. You know, who are you to take somebody money? Well, I was going to tell you. No, you don't do that.
Yep.
This ain't your goddamn money. You're just taking people money and not even, and, you know, so then they had to get into it with that.
But, yeah, that's why I said Nova was all over the place.
Yeah, so she was just doing things emotionally and, you know, without having straight direction on what should have been done. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You believed it. So the thing is, what's so cool about this whole show is the way they were, you believed it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like a person acting that way. You see that each character was really cool. Like Micah, young boy trying to come into his own. He meets a young girl from the South. He's usually worried.
That's what teenagers do.
Yeah, that's what they do. But, you know, he was in California, and he was a rich black boy. All he dealt with was a bunch of white girls.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was really interesting for him to meet a black girl that was interesting. Yeah. And you could see he was so enamored by her.
Yeah, he was.
She's really interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see the genuine excitement in him. Yeah. You know,
and that I love the fact that when she told him, you have to meet my father, she's like, do I have to? He's like, don't you know that that's, you know, you have
and
to
that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. He didn't even know that. He didn't even understand that.
So the other one that we stepped into was Ralph Angel's ex-girlfriend or baby mama.
Baby mama.
You know, her name is Dollar. So her history was she was on drugs.
Yep.
And she was passed out with a man, and his son was just sitting there, and the police found her passed out with another guy with just a child just sitting there, and they took the child away from her. And Violet had
custody.
Complete custody,
yeah,
over the child,
which Ralph Angel thought he had custody.
Yeah, he thought no, this is my son. She's like, no. So it was really kind of funny because we knew that, because even in Georgia, you know, you're not married, you have no rights to the child. You just don't. You know, the mother does, and then whoever has given custody, the custody doesn't automatically go to the father.
Well, yes, it does.
No,
If they not married, no. But
that's what I was saying.
Right, you're right. But I don't think she had another kin. Dollar.
Well, they didn't get into that. They didn't get into that.
But then again, the law may be different in New Orleans. So again,
so yeah, Violet had custody. You know, Violet has custody. So they didn't go into any details of the law or whatever like that.
Yeah, how they she got custody. Said, they didn't tell you how she got custody. They just said
Violet had custody. Right. And Ralph Angel did not.
Yeah, and he had a temper tantrum.
Yeah, so I don't understand. I'm doing the right thing. And like, come on, whining ass.
What did he do? He did something at the job. He was about to go right back in jail until Violet got his ass out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he understands that, because Violet reminded him, remember what you just did? I got you out of that.
Yeah, but you know, and he starts crying, and I'm just trying my best. Like, come on, damn Ralph Angel, you know, get that shit up. But anyway, but Dollar, she's trying to get her life together. So she's working. And she's doing whatever that needs to be done.
What you see.
What you see is basically what it is. You know, he's slowly falling in love with her.
Again. Because that's Blue's together. That's Blue's mama.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's doing the right thing. And he's happy with Blue being happy. And so he was fine. You know, so that is a comfortable thing. But Dollar starts manipulating him to say, you know, you the man, and they shouldn't be telling them, and you know what you're doing. So she's propping him up. She's propping him up to say, hey, look, you should be making decisions. She should be respecting you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if I was, that was your, that's your man, and you want to stay with him, you know, she's going to have to do what she got to do. And she was. She's making him understand that he needs to step up because he has the right to step up.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is right.
But he's still immature. And she's ignoring that because that's her man.
Yeah, yeah.
And she wants to be with her son. So that's what she needs to do.
So, I mean, so, you know, now what's interesting is now Charlie's getting on, making her own. Is when she started to realize, she's like, okay, we gotta get this crops done. And Ralph Angel wanted to get it on a truck and take it down, pay for the truck and to go down to another town, another county.
Not a county, parish,
yeah,
as they call
to get the crops done.
But now you're starting to see Charlie's really skill. So she looks at, how do I create something to benefit me? Because if I'm not going to deal with my husband anymore, I'm going to have to establish some things on my own. So she started saying, what is the plan? So the plan was, how do I get the money to... And then she thought about that when she's dealing with her boy Remy. Remy looks at a mill and said, if you have your own mill, you won't have to go to the Boudreaux's.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, how much would this cost? And blah, blah, blah. They said about $9 million. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, so how do I get that? And she runs into a gathering or some kind of thing.
It was for her son, school. Going
Private school. Right. And she runs into the owner of the basketball team down in New Orleans.
That's right.
And he was like, yeah, you know, you're not running your husband's business. But she said, yes, I am. She said, well, with everything going on, she said, don't worry about that.
I'll get him here.
I'm good at my business, so don't worry about it.
And I'll get the other guy here, too. She said, I want them both.
And she'll get them both together. And then she starts with her skill set that you've seen her do with the...
At the very beginning.
At the beginning with the prostitute girl.
Yep.
And it was like, wow. So she manipulates the other player's wife to say, if you want to lose it all, then this is what's going to happen.
And she was like, I'm going to play your bluff. Really?
All right,
she went straight to her husband.
And said, if you want your life to be this way, you better wire me $5 million.
That's right.
And go down there and sell yourself and let them know you'll be playing in New Orleans.
And, you know, and the one thing she did hold over his head was, she knew all the other women he was dealing with, and he didn't even know their real names.
Yep. He was like, oh, so you don't know those? What about Diamond and
Hot Sugar
and Cinnamon Toast?
Yes.
And you know, one of those, all those type
little
of people right there.
For himself, yeah.
So,
and once she said that, you should have seen his little old face. Just like,
and she said, just nod your head. And like, she said, if you ever do this to any woman again, I'm going to get you. And so he wired that money. And then she went back to the owner. He said, hey, everything went well.
With my $5 million. He said he signed the contract.
He signed the contract. She said, so wire my money. Give me my $4 million right now. And at the end of the week, put the $1 million into a charity fund for, I think, sexual exploitation, something.
Yeah, something like that.
Under the name of the woman that they actually raped and all.
Yeah, exactly.
So she has the money for the mill.
Yep.
But the big twist was, there was a lockbox that Ralph Angel and Dollar found that had a letter from the father, Pops, that said the whole land goes to Ralph Angel.
Now, I'm kind of curious about that, too, because, you know, did she know it was up there?
I don't think so. Why would she know? She wouldn't know that. That was one of those coincidence type things that she found. I think it was more coincidental than intentional. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So what he going to do now?
So, you know, he has to think through it and say, what do I do?
Yeah, because if he says it's his, he lose all the money.
Lose all of what money?
Charlie's not going to fund him to maintain that damn land.
Yeah, because if she doesn't have that partial control of that, why should I help you with any of this?
Yeah, since you've been whining and crying about wanting to do what you want to do.
Yeah, it may be your to you, and you better talk to this lawyer. But if this is the way it's going to be, you know, there's another fight coming up. So I see another debate and fight coming up on what needs to be done. And he's going to make a decision to take it on those trucks because he's going to say it's my choice now.
Right. And then what's going to happen? He going to mess up.
Something's going to happen. Yeah. So it's interesting, but I'm waiting to find out what the Boudreaux's is going to do, because once they find out what she's doing, what are they going to do to come at her?
They're going to try everything to sabotage
her. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if all those black other farmers just go to her mill, they can't do nothing about it. They can make life kind of hard on them, but they can't do much else.
Well, they assume, you know, they'll probably say, well, she built a mill for her land. And probably, and if that's how they have to do it, then let them think it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's cool if they think it that way. You know, but, you know, another thing was is when she faced her husband, you know, because he wanted to know if they still had something going. And she basically told
him, hell no.
You did this.
This is your choice. This was a choice, dude. And we got to make our choices. He said, well, I can't do it right now. Maybe later on. She's like, look, you know, I gave you everything. Everything.
Yep.
And you still made a choice. So this is a choice that you got to make right now.
Yep.
But the choice ain't with me.
Well, I'm signing with New York. And she's like, she said, really?
Okay. She's like, okay.
You ain't signing with New York.
She was just like, this is a choice. Understand. These are your choices. How did we get here? She said, how did we get here?
Yeah.
We didn't get here because of me. We got here because of your ass.
Yep.
So, you know, so it was good. So you had these confrontations. You had these dialogues. You had talking to say, what will you do?
And besides Nova getting spit in the face.
Oh. So, yeah, her and her man. Her white man, Calvin, the cop. So he said, I left my wife. And they out partying.
Like nothing ever happened.
And, you know, like nobody don't know that, you know, he left his wife. And then one of his cop buddies shows up. What's up, partner? And, you know, he was like, yeah, you got your pretty girl. She pretty right here. And then she introduces who she is. And he was like, wait a minute. That's the damn bitch that put the, what was it, the article in there. And you with her? And, you know, and then they set off fighting and, you know, they pull him apart and he spits in her face. And she's like, wow. Mm-hmm. And she's thinking about it right there.
You can see her like, really? You know, like for me, it's like, really? You wasn't not expecting that you'll get so comfortable being with your mic man that nobody else would like what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she understood that.
No, she didn't, you know, because she's naive.
Yeah, her drama. Oh, my goodness. Her damn drama.
So it was funny. It was, well, not funny. It was just, you know, really, you know, you're not really thinking that far ahead. And you see that Nova doesn't think that far ahead. She's still reactionary, just like Ralph Angel. They're reactionary. And again, because Charlie has been in the business, she doesn't react. She calculates things, then reacts.
She really does.
She really calculates some things.
Oh, my goodness. That girl had a, like, oh, I can do this. Wait a minute.
And you see she didn't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can tell that she's like, if you're going to make me do this, then, oh, this is what I'm going to do. And she's like, you're going to up against the biggest. She's like, yeah, but, you know, you at least got to try.
Yep. That's what you got to do. She said, I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm going to make it happen. I don't let them bother me. And I don't think she is going to let them bother. She's going to be competitive and she's going to make it happen. And they're not going to like it.
No, not at all.
Having a woman over them like that. They'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah. And, you know, those misogynist men, you know. But it was good to see them when they sat around with her man, Remy, and they sit with all the farmers and she presented it to them. And they saw that it was a good thing because it would be a great thing for the community. And, you know, Nova said, I'm so proud of you. You're doing, this is big things.
Yeah.
This is really big.
Yeah, because she's giving back, she's giving back in the community in a different kind of way.
Yeah, so she's not really just doing it for herself.
Right.
She's doing it for not just their business. She's doing it for the community. And then she's, you know, how she structured it, she said they was even going to get a bonus on top of that. So she was prepared to reward them for actually joining them. So
well, she said because she told Ralph Angel, if it doesn't work, I will pay you what you have for your crops and add an extra money on top of it. Like mm-hmm. you said, extra mm-hmm. bonus on top of it.
Well, but that wasn't that. She told that to the farmers to let them know, because if they do, not if it failed, but if they do, she was going to give them a bonus on top of that, which I thought was like, you know what? That's a great incentive other than just doing the right thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool. But great series. You know, you look forward to what the heck is going to go on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're kind of like, are you kidding me? This is so good.
And I'll put in there who the directors. They were all women directors.
Yeah, we talked about it on one of the other episodes
I'm just saying it
but
again.
But I know. But it's
a lot of people not gonna remember.
That's true. True. What Ava did was Ava created the series you know, from the book Queen's Sugar, and she started it all, I think the first two episodes, and after the first two episodes, she turned around and allowed all women directors to direct each and every one of the series from there. So you got a perspective of women seeing what should be done and how would they react, which I thought was amazing. I think that was such a good thing to show that,
these women,
hey,
do it. Yeah.
These women, they making it happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you make it happen in a perspective of women, you get that feel of the emotional tie that, hey, look, when I'm doing this, this is more in my eyes of being proud and how women will react. So think about it. When a woman does something for other women, or when other women see how proud they are to when someone else does it, it's a different feeling.
Yep.
It is such a different feeling.
It was. It was really, really good. It was very impressive to know. I mean, knowing that, would never have think that these women have did amazing directing to for Queen Sugar.
So I'm looking at it here. You have, so Ava did do two. Mm-hmm. She did two episodes. Then you got, her name is Nima Barnett. She did two episodes. So Nima Barnett did two episodes. Then Kat Candler, she did two episodes. She did a lot of other smaller roles and things. You got Tina Mabry. She did two episodes. She's from Tupelo, Mississippi. Sally Richardson, Whitfield, she did two. She's an actress, director, and producer. So she acted in a lot of movies. So if you see her, you'll see that she did some directing and some acting as well. Then Tanya Hamilton, she did one episode. She did a lot more directing than actually acting. And you have So-Yoon Kim. She did one. She did a lot of, look like some Asian movies. And the last person is Victoria Mahoney. She did one. She's an actress / director and writer as well. So you had plenty of these women who
got the exposure.
Up, and she's like, look, I'm going to put you in here.
Yep.
And you're going to have the opportunity to direct a good show.
Yep.
Come on now. And, you know, the popularity of the show, people are just like, I love that one show when blah, blah, blah. Yep. So it's funny, you know, we have to give each other the opportunity. And sometimes you need to see perspective through someone else's eyes in order to respect what the perspective actually is.
Yep.
If people didn't know that these were women actually doing it, you probably wouldn't know. And the sad part of it is there's a lot of women that's directing shows that you really don't realize that there were women doing that.
You don't know.
But as a call out this time, I think this is a very good call out, like Leisha said. You know, I wanted to name the names. I didn't really just say, yep, there was women directing. No, I think this is kind of important that, you know, when you look at the show, the perspective is through a female director's perspective.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, so right now, the season has ended. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's coming back.
No, I don't know. I
know they know they're coming back, but they didn't say a date of when they're coming back.
So we'll be looking for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you don't really know, but great series. I think it's a great series. I was so glad she did this. This was something Ava did really well, just like her 13th documentary. So she's going to be got a couple of checkoffs next year to say, Queen Sugar, check. Y'all should be nominating me for a couple of things for that. Even if it's the Black BET Awards, you know, she's going to get it.
Yep.
And then you're going to have 13 documentary, which is critically acclaimed. And she's going to get it for that, which is an amazing emotional documentary about the prison system, actually prison and criminal justice system, and how the government is in line with policies that keep this racist policies together. But very, very good. But Ava is an amazing woman. I can keep saying that all day long.
Yeah, she's until, really good.
She shows me something that's kind of like, eh, that was kind of average. I'm going to keep saying the same thing about
her. Remember, they wanted her to do the Black Panther movie, right?
Oh, yeah, they wanted her to do that. And but she was like, no.
And this I don't is why.
Think this is... No, I think in her mind, she's probably like, that's nothing that I want to do. I mean, I think it would be interesting, but nah, that's nothing that I want to do right now.
I think that
now.
She was more focusing on this than doing that movie.
Well, she was doing them both. Remember, she did a documentary, and then she just, you know, executive producing this. So she had how many episodes? 8? No, 13.
Yeah, I think she wanted to do her own. I don't think she wanted to do that.
Yeah, and again, sooner or later, it's going to come out. So, we'll see. We will see. But Queen Sugar, please go see it. Great, great show.
Yes.
Great, great show. You know, when people start saying there's nothing on TV with Black people, this is perfect. You know, it has a little of everything that people will say I can relate to.
And if you can't watch it on DirecTV or any other services, download Oprah's app, the own OWN app, and it does have the shows on there. Because I know a lot of times they don't put the whole array of shows, and it's not on Hulu.
Nope.
And it's not on Netflix.
So, not yet.
Well, we need to protest Oprah on that. She need to put that stuff on Hulu.
Mm-hmm. At least have it on there so it's available, because there's too many people that has that. So, we have to be ready for that. But Queen Sugar, I hope you enjoyed our little recap of that.
Definitely.
We'll be looking at Insecure coming up.
Yes, we are.
Once we finish that totally off, we'll recap that as well. But fantastic series. Please go see it, support it, and look forward to seeing you back on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Yep. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter. Find FINEBLK woman.
Urban Lifestyle Cafe or Urban L Style Cafe. And hit us up on our websites.
It's like women, well, coffee women in tech.
I keep coffee women in tech. Coffee see, I confuse you. Because every time I say, oh yeah, women coffee.
You
and
said that.
Women coffee and tea. No. Tea, biscuits and
coffee,
fish.
Womenintech.com. Yeah. Coffee.
And dreadlockconnoisseur.com as well. So, thank you and see you soon
bye-bye.
On Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye. Thank you.